We're glad to come to your way again today. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I trust wherever you are today that you're enjoying the good things of life. And I pray today that you are a Christian. And if you aren't, I trust that you'll take the Word of God and let us study and read together today. We'd like to speak from the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. If you have your Bible, would you turn and let us read together? Our subject today will be the power that never fails. You know, he says in this 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, there will be a lot of things that's going to fail. In the 12th chapter, he had mentioned about the many gifts that people have, and some desire one gift and some another. But in 1 Corinthians 12:31, he said, but covet earnestly the best gifts. And yet I show unto you a more excellent way. And then he takes us into the 13th chapter. And he said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become as sounding brass or as tinkling cymbal. And though I have all the gifts of the prophecy, understanding all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity or love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. So having read those verses before you today, we want to consider this power that never fails. And he starts off by saying, if we have tongues of men and of angels, and if we don't have the love, it becomes a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. You know, love today is what the world is groping for. Sometimes we don't always understand it, why that people go in this direction and another direction, and why we are so empty. But you see, God so ordained it in our particular lives, there's an emptiness, there's a vacancy there. And we cannot be happy except God have his rightful place in our lives. And so if we don't have the love of God in our lives today, we are nothing. We really can be nothing as far as God is concerned. And he said, though I speak with tongues, people are great orators. They can speak great swelling words, but seemingly there's no love in their lives. And if we have even gifts of prophecy and we understand all types of mystery, and if we don't have love, he said, we are as nothing. And he goes a step farther and says, though if I bestow all my goods to the poor and I even give my body to be burned, he said, I'm still nothing. You know, people today around the world are making great strides and sacrifices in order to hopefully make themselves to be accepted in the world to come. But we're not accepted in the world to come by the type of sacrifices that we make. He said here, if we give all of our goods to the poor and even our bodies to be burned, if we don't have the love of God in our heart, it doesn't profit us anything. You know, the first and foremost message of the Bible is to be saved, is to be born again. And I ask you this question today. Do you know Jesus? Do you have the love of God in your life? And if you have the love of God in your life, then that's the power that never fails. These prophecies, they're going to cease, and understandings, you know, people go to great lengths to get the best of education, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the most important thing, my dear friend, in this life is to know that we know Jesus Christ beyond a shadow of a doubt. And he said, charity suffers long, or this love, today, we sometimes our patience gives out. Sometimes say, I used to love my church. I used to love my husband. I used to love my wife, but we don't love them anymore. So it says, charity, it suffers long. Sometimes we have to go the second mile. Sometimes we have to turn the other cheek. And sometimes when we're asked to give the best seemingly that we have, we have to not only give our coat, but we give our cloak also. And remembering that God says, anything that you give up for me, he said, if we forsake houses and land, father and mother, and even deny ourselves, he said, we'll receive in this life a hundredfold, and in the end, life eternal. Isn't that great dividends that we can acquire by just giving our lives to God? So charity, it suffers long. And love or charity, it never boasts. We don't say, you know, by the love of God, he tells us that we are to do things in secret, and said, God that sees in secret, he's going to reward us openly. So we don't have to boast and say, I've done this for you and I've done that for you. But let's do it in secret, because a great all-seeing eye of God watches over us. Another great trait of this power that never fails, and that is we're to love and we're to be kind. We're to return good for evil, and that sometimes is very difficult to do. And we're taught in the Bible, this is one of the great virtues of being a Christian, to be kind one to another, forgiving one another. This is what God would have us to do, because there's something different about our lives, because we are Christians. And the Bible says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the golden rule. Do unto others. You don't do to other people as they do to you, but you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You treat other people the way that you want to be treated. So we need more love today. We need more kindness. We need more in our lives today to let people know that there is a better life here in this world. But most of all, we're looking for the better life in the world to come. So charity, it envieth not. It's not puffed up. It doesn't get puffed up. So, you know, people today, they get puffed up about the most uncommon things today. You know, just things that should be ordinary. People get puffed up. And you know, many people today are suffering because they have hidden in their lives envy and strife and bitterness. There's a root of bitterness that takes place in people's lives, and they harbor this. And the very principle of the Word of God is, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. My, if we could just find the grace, the forgiveness in our heart to not let the sun go down on our wrath. Get down by your bedside each night before you pray, and the misgivings and the deeds that have come your way that seemingly they're almost unbearable, you take it to the Lord in prayer. I know in my own personal life that there have been burdens and there have been persecutions and trials that came in my life that I just seemingly couldn't bear. But I taken it to the Lord in prayer, not only once, but many, many times. I'd go to God in prayer and ask him to remove this. And the Bible said he will do this. He said if we see a mountain, if we have a mountain, and we come to him in prayer and we speak to this mountain, speak to this problem, problem that's in our lives, whatever that problem may be, if you'll just speak to that and ask God to remove it. You know, God that sees our problems, he's able to look into our lives and he's able to move that problem out of the way. So I trust today in Mark chapter 11, verses 23, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, that means a problem, a mountain of problems, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you that whatsoever things we desire, when we pray, believe that we receive them. And he says, and ye shall have them. Mark that promise in your Bible. Turn to Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24, friends. God says that we'll have them. And today, if we have the love of God in our lives, this is a power that's never going to fail. It says that this love, it bears all things. If we really love, we'll bear hardships of life, and we'll bear hardships in our family, hardships in the church, in the community, because we're all being brought through this refining fire. He tries us to see if we really are in earnest about what we believe and do as Christians. So this endures all things. The Bible said the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace. So prophecies, they're going to fail. Tongues, they're going to cease. And knowledge, it's going to vanish away. But my dear friend, the love of God is going to stand forever and ever. I trust today that you have the love of God in your life. The Bible says, God speaking, that he is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown in him. In Galatians chapter 6 and verses 10. So we're to love our neighbor even as ourselves. You remember the account of the Good Samaritan? He went from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and there was a man that was left to die, laying by the roadside. The priest went by on the other side, and the Levite just passed him by. But the Bible said the Good Samaritan went to the place where he was. And so there may be somebody today in your neighborhood, in your community, that needs the love of God. Even the Bible said if you'd give a cup of water in the name of a prophet, you would receive a prophet's reward. So friend, just to go by a friend or a neighbor, or even your enemy, if you just go by and give them a helping hand, let them know that there is a God in heaven, that God loves them, and that you love them and you are concerned about their welfare. Friend, God can take this and he can bless your life in return. Would you bow with me in a moment of prayer just now? Our Heavenly Father, as we come to you this day, we're thankful for the goodness of God. We're glad for the love and the joy that you placed in our hearts. And our Heavenly Father, we know the love and the joy that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. And I pray for those that listen to our broadcast from time to time, those that write us and tell us how distressed they are and the needs that they have. Lord, I pray thy greatest blessings upon their life. Save their soul, dear Lord, should they be unsaved. And those that are saved, I pray that you'd enrich their lives in the good things of God. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Christ's sake we ask it all. Amen. May God bless you is our prayer.